With all the horrors going on in Washington and overseas, we sometimes forget other ethical issues that have arisen in this new century. Cloning, for example, caused a great deal of controversy back when Dolly the cow was first born. What would happen, people asked, if human beings were cloned? What would they be? Who would they become? These questions still exist today, of course, which is why A Number by Carol Churchill, directed by Barbara Damaschek, at Aurora Theater's intimate Harry's Upstage Theater, maintains its relevance. The play opens in a space that might be an office, or not. It has a desk, a tape recorder in the wall, and a doorway. Two actors are present, one in his 60s and the other in his 30s. As we learn in the opening minutes, the young man, Bernard, has just learned that the other man, Salter, isn't really his father. Or is he? That's because Bernard just found out he's a clone of Salter's real son, a child killed along with his mother in a car crash, or so Salter says. They both learn that the hospital took that same DNA and created additional clones, who are now living their own lives. Consequently, Bernard is no longer sure of who or what he really is, and that's only the start. It turns out Salter has lied. The real son is still alive, having been sent away after that accident, and returns in the next scene, agitated and upset. Salter and the Bernards are at loose ends. Their dialogue reflects their emotions. It's disjointed, with sentences rarely completed. All is unsure, even those very sentences they utter. And that's the point. Cloning throws us into a quandary. These are more than twins. They're the same person, only they're not. Raised differently, they're deeply strange to one another, and also not so strange. For Bernard, the clone, this becomes uncomfortable, and for the real son, it's frightening. The challenge for any actor playing Bernard is how to make the two characters, and a third clone later in the play, different and yet the same. It's a difficult task, but what makes this production a must-see is the performance of Joseph Patrick O'Malley as the three clones. You can't take your eyes off him as each of his characters wrestles with questions of who they are and who Salter, well played by Paul Vincent O'Connor, is to them. Carol Churchill, in A Number, as in all her plays, never makes things easy. The audience must piece together the story from the dialogue, and one of the characters, Salter, isn't exactly honest. But if you pay close attention, listen carefully, and let the script and acting carry you along, A Number becomes a rewarding theatrical experience. Be aware, though, that this is a very short play, not much more than an hour. A Number by Carol Churchill plays at Aurora's Harry's Upstage Theater through April 22nd. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.